pretty sweet. All right, I actually have a written introduction for this next fella. This gentleman lives in New York City. He runs the DC Comics database, the largest online resource for DC Comics. He drove 12 hours to be here with Wikia, and he can be seen in the Q-Wizards panel tonight at 7:30. His favorite superhero is Aquaman. He used to work at a mall as Santa Claus, and he just started using OK Cupid again. Billy Aerosmith.
What? That famous celebrity editor from the DC Comics database? I recognize him from his famous edits to obscure Hawkman villains. Next to you guys all here. My favorite thing about conventions is easily the costumes. There's this old cliche that, I'm a big Halloween guy for the same reason. There's an old cliche that people love Halloween. Half of them love it because they get a chance to dress up as somebody else, and the other half love it because they get a chance to dress up as who they really are. And I don't know if that's exactly true, but at the very least, like, you get to be an aspect of yourself that you don't normally get to explore. I love comic book characters, and as a fat guy, there are, like, no options for people I can dress up as. I've got, like, Bouncing Boy from the Legion of Superheroes, the Blob, which is a tank top, the Blimp from the Inferior Five, and Amanda Waller if I go in drag and blackface. Even now, New 52, can't do that anymore. Thanks a lot. So one year I was trying to think of things I could go as, and one of my friends jokingly suggested that I go as the Kool-Aid Man for Halloween. This was my freshman year, and immediately that was, like, the best idea that I had ever heard. But the Kool-Aid Man, that wasn't enough of a costume for me, because he doesn't have a lot of characterization. He seems like kind of what is the Kool-Aid Man's motivation? Where is he coming from? Who is this person? And so I decided to instead do an evil version of the Kool-Aid Man from a parallel universe, which is very, very similar, even still smile, just angry eyes. And I made my best friend cover me head to toe in red body paint. That's already, like, kind of a funny thing that I could go to college parties and be like, yeah, I'm the evil version of the Kool-Aid Man. Here's, like, Jonestown Kool-Aid. But that wasn't enough for me because I'm a weird theater guy. So I spent, like, an hour alone in my bathroom staring into a mirror, looking into the dark recesses of my soul, and finding the evil Kool-Aid Man inside myself. And the person that I came out with was terrifying. It was, like, I made this raspy voice. It was... Oh yeah! And the way that they celebrate Halloween with the freshman dorms in my college is everybody goes trick-or-treating for shots, which means that all of the freshman dorms, everybody left their door open a crack. So I got to spend the entire night busting into people's rooms. Oh yeah! Kool-Aid! And then running out again and never explaining myself to these complete and total strangers. There was one point I was walking, and it was, like, freezing cold out, and I had left my friends, and I was walking alone through the campus courtyard, and I saw a guy sitting alone on a bench smoking a cigarette, and he looked really sad. He's just sitting there, and I made eye contact with him from, like, 50 yards away. And I decided to walk over to him. I stopped, wasn't looking at him, just walked right and made a beeline, sat down next to him. And the whole time, like, clearly he was confused and he could tell that I was doing this because he was there, but he wasn't sure, like, what to say to me. So we're just sitting in silence next to each other on the bench for, like, 20 seconds. And then he turns to me and he goes, hey man, how's your night going? And I turn back to him and I go, Kool-Aid! And then I just got up and walked away. And I had an amazing night. I won the costume contest. Like, I burst into the room where they were like, I'm just trying to go straight so I can see my kids again. It got, like, really out of control. Because it started out, like, funny, joking, things like that. And then people would come up and talk to me, like, oh, hey, like, Kool-Aid Man, can I get your picture? And I'd be like, I'm gonna tear your lungs out and wear them like a vest. I will rip out your spine and use it as a coat rack. And so, I won the costume contest. And my acceptance speech was like, I'm gonna kill your mom. I'm gonna steal your face. I'm gonna poop in your stomach. Like, just terrible things. And it, like, this was easily the best Halloween of my life. My theory is, people talk about, Halloween is supposed to be the scary holiday, but it's not. It's the least scary holiday, because everybody is expecting to be scared. Like, you see a guy walking down the street with, like, a really elaborate Balrog costume, that's not scary, because that's a grown man who spent hours making a really elaborate Balrog costume. I'm not afraid of that guy. What's really scary, and I figured this out, it's either, like, costumes where you maybe could possibly be mentally ill, or costumes where you look like a serial killer using Halloween as a cover. So, like, that's like a Court of Owls faceless mask in a hoodie in a bad neighborhood, me standing on a corner just straight, like, making eye contact to people for an hour. That's terrifying. But it ended up, so that was, like, one of the, like, darkest, weirdest, angriest nights of my life. And it took hours afterwards for my friends to, they had to, like, deprogram me, where days after I kept slipping back into the evil Kool-Aid Man. I couldn't escape it. But I actually, the guy who had been sitting on the bench and was smoking came up to me the next day. And I was in, like, a really bad mood because I had to pay several hundred dollars in property damage for smearing red paint all across the campus. And he came up to me in the bathroom and he said, oh, my God, you're the Kool-Aid Man. I was in such a dark place last night. I've never felt that low in my entire life. And you brought me out of it. I don't know what I was going to do. I feel like I was going to hurt myself. Thank you so much. I feel like you saved me, which is, like, insane. That's ridiculous. But it made me think that, this is the fun thing about superheroes and costumes. When you create an idea that's bigger than yourself and try to live as it, is that, like, maybe even the worst possible superhero can sometimes do a little bit of good. And that made me happy. That's my story.
Guys, thank you very much.